Welcome to Live with Lon. We are so glad that you're with us this week. Let's pray. Dear Lord Jesus, open our hearts and our minds today to study your word and make your word real and powerful and effective in our life today. Teach us from your word today. Encourage us from your word today. Instruct us from your word today. Give us wisdom from your word today. And Lord, I pray that you would empower me, that you would anoint me and fill me with your spirit, that I might teach it effectively and powerfully. And I pray this in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. And what'd you say? Amen. Oh, yeah. Now, what do we study here on Live with Lon and at Lon Solomon Ministry? Say it with me. What do we talk? What is it? The Bible. Come on. The whole Bible. Nothing but the Bible. And then we apply it to our life. And that's what we're going to do today. Now, we are in the last earthly week of Jesus's, well, we're in the last week of Jesus's earthly life. There you go. And we've been looking in John chapter 12, and we're approaching the end of the chapter today, and we're going to pick up there, and what an amazing chapter this has been. Last week, let me show you what we did last week. Last week, we did verse 42. Nevertheless, even among the rulers, Joseph of Arimathea, Nicodemus, among others, many believed in him, but because of the Pharisees, they did not confess him, lest they be put out of the synagogue, for they loved the praise of men more than the praise of God. If you missed that message, you should listen to it from last week. And it's really got a very strong message to each one of our hearts. Now, we're going to move on today, beginning at verse 44. Okay, then Jesus cried out and said, he who believes in me, believes not in me, but in him who sent me. Now, if you're following along in your Bible, I want you in that verse to circle the word believes. Verse 45, and he who sees me, sees him who sent me. In verse 45, I want you to circle the word sees, S-E-E-S. I have come as a light into the world, that whoever believes in me should not abide in darkness. Verse 47, and if anyone hears my words, circle the word hears in verse 47. If anyone hears my words and does not believe, I do not judge him. For I did not come to judge the world, but to save the world. Verse 48, he who rejects me, circle the word rejects, and does not receive my words, circle the words receives my words, has that which judges him, the word that I have spoken will judge him in the last day. For, because I have not spoken on my own authority, but the Father who sent me gave me a command what I should say and what I should speak. And I know that his command is everlasting life. Therefore, whatever I speak, just as the Father said to me, so I speak. Now, Jesus here makes very important points about himself and the Father. And let's go back now and look at the five words or phrases that we circled. Here's what he said. He said, verse 44, if a person believes in me, they believe in the Father. Verse 45, and if a person sees and really understands me, If they see Jesus for what he really is, then they see the Father. Verse 47, and if anyone hears Jesus' words, they hear the words of the Father. And if anyone rejects Jesus, they reject the Father. And if anyone does not receive the words of Jesus, then they do not receive the words of the Father. Do you see those five connections? Those five connections between Jesus and the Father. And I want to give you one more, so that there's six altogether. John chapter 5, verse 23, that all should honor the Son just as they honor the Father. He who does not honor the Son does not honor the Father who sent him. So we have six connections between Jesus and the Father. Let's go over them again. We'll put them on the screen. Believe, see, hear, reject, receive the words, and honor. And Jesus says, if you don't believe him, if you don't see him, if you don't hear his words, if you reject him, if you don't receive his words, and if you don't honor him, then you don't do any of those things for the Father either. Now this leads me to the very next chapter, or two chapters, John chapter 14. Look in John chapter 14 with me at verse 7. Jesus says, if you had known me, you would have known my Father also. And Philip said to him, verse 8, Lord, show us the Father, and it will be sufficient for us. And Jesus said to him, have I been with you so long, and yet you have not known me, Philip? He who has seen me has seen the Father. So how can you say, show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father in me? The words that I speak to you, I do not speak on my own authority, but the Father who dwells in me does the works. Now, this is just what Jesus said back in chapter 12, that the words he speaks, verse 50, therefore, whatever I speak, just as the Father said to me, so I speak. This connection of Jesus and God the Father that Jesus keeps reiterating is a clear claim that he and the Father are one. That he is in the Father is in him, or that he is deity is what he is claiming. Full deity. Look at John chapter 5, verse 18. Therefore, look to put this up. The Jews sought all the more to kill him because he not only broke the Sabbath, but he also said God was his Father, making himself equal with God. And you say, well, Lon, okay, but how do you know that the Jews interpreted it that the Father is God, is the Jehovah God of the Old Testament? How do you know that? Well, I do. Look at this. John chapter 8, verse 54. Jesus answered and said, if I honor myself, my honor is nothing. It is my Father who honors me. Now watch, of whom you say that he is your God. The Father is the one you call your God from the Old Testament. You understand? So he knew, and they knew exactly what he was saying. Jesus here is once again claiming to be Jehovah God in the flesh, the God of the Old Testament, Elohim, Yahweh, in the flesh. And this is the constant claim of the Bible, before Abraham was I am, harking back to the burning bush, where Moses says, "What's your name?" And the Bible says, "Jehovah said to him, I am what I am, who I am. You tell him I am sent you." So Jesus was claiming to be the great I am that spoke to Moses from the burning bush. Yahweh, Jehovah, Elohim. Folks, don't ever let people tell you Jesus didn't claim to be God. You say, well, we covered this once a while back. Yes, we did. But you know what? Considering the fact that I already covered it, it's amazing how many people still in our world don't believe that Jesus is God himself in the flesh. They believe he was a good man, a prophet, a man who reached nirvana, a man who was a great guru, a man who had perfect karma, and he was a great teacher, he was a great philosopher. He was all of this. But the one thing that ties every ism and every ology together that's not true biblical Christianity is that whatever Jesus was and whoever Jesus was, he was not Jehovah God. Well, we know different, and we say different. And this is why he rose from the dead, because he is God in the flesh. And we stand on that point. Folks, if he wasn't God in the flesh, his death on the cross paid for nothing. If he was a great philosopher or a great humanitarian or a great guru, yeah, he still had a sin nature. And his death on the cross paid for nothing for us because he was a sinner. He had to be the sinless Son of God. God in the flesh is the only way the plan of salvation functions and works. Okay, so this is where we take our stand, and this is where, if necessary, we give our lives. But we do not equivocate on who Jesus claimed to be. We do not let people redefine him. They can reject him. They can want nothing to do with him. But you know what? We won't let them redefine him. Now, that's as far as we want to go in the passage. But we want to now ask our most important question. So, are you ready? Here we go. Come on now. Ready? 1, 2, 3. So, what? Yeah. And can I do it one more time? Huh? This time I'll use a different picture of Jackie. Okay. How sweet it is. Yeah. So what's the nugget that I want you to take away today? What's the not a sermon, just a thought? The so what to take home? Well, I had you circle those six words because now I want us to focus on them as we close. Look what Jesus says here. Let's go back. He says, we'll put these words up on the screen. The word believes. The word sees, the word hears, the word rejects, does not receive, and the word honor. Those six words. And positively, we can say the person who believes in Jesus believes in God the Father. The person who sees Jesus sees and understands God the Father. The person who hears the words of Jesus hears the words of God the Father. The person who rejects Jesus rejects God the Father. The person who does not receive the words of Jesus does not receive the words of God. And the person who honors Jesus honors God the Father. And look what Jesus said in John chapter 8, verse 42, in arguing with the rabbis. Jesus said to them, if God were your father, if he were your father, you would love me. For I proceed forth and came from God. Nor did I come from myself, but he sent me. Why do you not understand my speech? Remember what he said back in John chapter 12? He said, he who hears me hears God. He who receives my words receives the words of God. Why do you not understand my words? Well, skip down to verse 47. He, John 8:47, who is of God hears God's words. Just what Jesus said in John 12. Therefore you do not hear them, watch, because you are not of God. Because you're not of God. My friends, people who don't believe in Jesus, they don't see Jesus for who he really is, they don't hear his words, rather they reject him, and they reject his words, and they don't honor him, these people do not believe in God, see who God is, hear the words of God. They reject God, they reject the words of God, and they don't honor God. Right? That's what the passage says. And so you're going to run into a lot of people. Here's the nugget for today. You're going to run into a lot of people in your world, in your life, who are going to tell you they love God, they believe in God, they're serving God, they are honoring God, but they don't believe that Jesus is who he said, the Son of God, God in the flesh. They don't believe in the Bible as the inerrant, inspired word of God. They don't receive the Bible and let it have authority over their life. They don't honor Christ in their life, in the way they live, in the way they speak, in the way they conduct themselves. They don't honor him. They don't lift him up and give him renown. They reject him and his words. And yet they want you to believe that they still know and love God. I'm sorry. It's not possible. Look at my mouth. Look at my mouth. It's not possible. I feel like Judge Judy. Judge Judy. Look at my mouth. It's not possible. It's not possible. Jesus said it right here. Go back and look at all the words you circled in John chapter 12. If they don't believe in Jesus and they, you know, what he did on the cross is their only way to heaven, and they don't hear him and they don't hear his word and they don't see him and they don't honor him, but they reject his word as having authority over their life. Jesus said, you don't hear my words because you're not of God. It's just that simple. And as Jesus said in Matthew chapter 7, many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not done this for you? Have we not done that for you? Have we not done the other thing for you? And Jesus will say, begone, I never knew you. So watch out there. I can't tell you how many people I had come into my office over the years that I was pastoring at church and try to convince me, sitting in my office, that they were disobeying, dishonoring, not accepting Christ for who he was, etc., etc., and yet they were from God. And I kept saying, I'm sorry, you're not. You don't know God. And he's going to be one of the people to whom you're going to be one of the people to whom he's going to say, I depart from me, I never knew you. Now, this is important to know, because many of us have family members that we're going to be with at Thanksgiving, that they're sure that they know God, they're of God, and that they're going to heaven with God, but they don't meet these six criteria, and so they're not. And you need to know that so you have the boldness not to let them snow you and basically brush you off and say, oh, I'm fine. No, they're not fine. You're going to have be with people at Christmas who are just like that. I'm fine. But they don't meet any of these six criteria. They're not fine. They're trying to give you the brush off just to get rid of you and get rid of the pressure. They're not fine. And don't you think they're fine. Don't you let them convince you there are many ways to God. If a person's preaching that, they don't know him. And they don't hear his word. Because he says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Nobody comes to the Father except one way, by me, John 14:6. Sorry, they're not of God. He said, well, where are they from? Who are they of? Well, Jesus said in John chapter 8, if you're not of God, then you're of your father, the devil. Man, he sent these rabbis into a conniption. They had a hissy fit. I don't know that you want to tell your uncle that he's from the devil, but you might be able to say, look, it's not my job to tell you who you're from. But I can tell you who you're not from. And that is, you're not from God. Let me show you what Jesus says here. You don't believe, you don't see, you don't hear, you reject his word, you don't listen to his word, and you don't honor him. John chapter 8, you don't hear the words of God because you're not of God. I can't tell you who you are from, but I can tell you who you're not from. I may not be able to tell you who you are of, but I can tell you who you're not of. I'll close by saying that I was watching a TV program where they had multiple episodes, and it was about these people of a certain religious background, and they talked more about God than anybody I've ever seen. God willing, and this, and God. But you know what? This particular religious movement does not believe Jesus is God in the flesh, does not even believe that Jesus was the greatest prophet of God, and they don't believe that he rose from the dead, and they don't believe that by trusting his death on the cross, that that's the only way to get to heaven. They don't believe any of that. And yet they're God. If you just measured the number of times that these people mention God, you'd say, man, these are the most pious people on the face of the earth. God is in their every sentence. Yeah, but the six criteria we just went through, they don't meet any of them. They don't revere the Bible as the inerrant word of God or having any authority over their life. So you know what? You talk about God all you want, but what did Jesus say? If you don't hear my word, you're not of God. And I found myself watching this program, episode after episode, and saying, holy smokes, I've never seen anybody talk about God more than these folks. But they're going to be the people, they're going to say, God, didn't we do this for you? God, didn't we do that? Jesus is going to go, I'm sorry. I never knew you. It's going to be sad. So, don't worry about how many times people talk about God. You worry about these six criteria. And unless a person meets them, that person still needs the gospel. And they still need Christ. And don't you be fooled. All right. Let's pray. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you so much for teaching us truth, straight up, unequivocal, uncompromising. Lord, without any fluff in it, undiluted, so we can know who knows you and who doesn't. And Lord, I pray you'd help us examine our own lives to make sure that we meet these six qualifications, that we believe in you the way you really are, God in the flesh, who purchased our salvation on the cross, that we see you for what you really are, that we hear you and your words, that we do not reject you, we do not reject the authority of your word, and we try to honor you in all we do. Lord, make sure that we meet the test of knowing you. And Lord, help us not to be, have the wool pull over our eyes and to be tricked by people trying to convince us that they know God when they don't meet these six criteria. Help us to push through all that piety in talk and in behavior and really see who belongs to you and who doesn't. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that your word brings light and understanding. Help us believe it. And Lord, help us react to people in light of it. And we pray this in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. And what? Amen. Okay. Hey, baby. I think that was preaching. I'm just teasing you. I'm having a little fun with you. But I think it was preaching. And I hope we'll take the word of God and we'll believe it just like Jesus spoke it. Next time on Live with Lon, we're going to pick up. And you know what we're going to talk about next time? We're going to talk about what evidence did Jesus give all these people that he was telling them the truth? What did he say should be the factor that swings them over into believing in him? We'll talk about that next time, Lord willing, on Live with Lon. God bless you. Have a good week. And if somebody doesn't meet the criteria, share the gospel with them. God bless you.